1 second. Okay, now it's recording, so if you'd like to start the meeting.
It's recording, okay. Yeah. Okay, time is 2:04 p.m. on Wednesday, June 23rd. Special meeting, Franklin Township Board of Trustees. Purpose of the meeting is the possibility of placing a police levy on the November 2021 ballot. So could we have a roll call, Nick?
Yes.
You call
Ralph?
Me first, and yeah, me first, and in this case, Ari, I guess.
Yep. Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
And when John gets back, we'll call him for official roll call, Nick, so just so you know. So could I have a Mr. Alex do the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Alex. I think what we'll go ahead and do is like we had talked about in our meeting planning. Chief Smith, is basically I want to probably go ahead and give the floor to yourself and Lieutenant Ratliff right now. I'm sure by this time you've had some more thoughts on what you need to do and everything, and since we've had the prior ballot or election there, I think our thing is right now is to plan or strategy or whatever you want to call it for the November election. So if you wanted to go ahead, you or Mr. Ratliff wanted to go ahead and open the meeting, feel free to do so. Thank you.
Can you hear me, Ralph?
I can.
All right, awesome. Thank you, sir. It's my understanding that part of the meeting is for the public to chime in and ask questions about the possibility of a levy, so that the board can make a decision based on whoever attends on if you want to put a levy on, and if so, what type. Is that correct?
That was my perspective on it. At least that was the way I heard it and kind of my plans to it.
That's my understanding as well.
Or at least the preliminary plans, I guess.
Okay. So, can we check and see if there's anybody from the public on that wants to ask any questions first? And then we can go into...
Sure, we can do that. I think that'd be a good way to do it.
Could you
do that, Mark?
Yeah, just right now we're asking, is anyone on the line that would like to make any comments in this public hearing?
Hi, this is Janet Ward, and I guess I just want to voice my opinion that I feel the police are very necessary in our community and actually to support my home. I do appreciate everything that they do, and anytime that I do make a call to them, they are here immediately or close to immediately, and they do solve my issues. So, and I know that I don't think my street is no longer on the high list of calls,
bring up
so
those two emails,
anything that they do for me personally in my community, I greatly appreciate, and I just want to put that out there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Janet. A few people that I have had an opportunity to talk to have pretty much given the same sentiments that that Janet does. It is on the calls or any needs I get are obviously on odd hours, second, third shift calls and things like that. So I would expect if anyone had any complaints, you know, relative to the officers getting there in a timely manner or anything, it's just common sense, the amount of officers and so forth that we have and the way we have to shift spread them and that kind of thing. I would guess you would expect the all powers to be a little slower time-wise. So I guess I'd just probably kind of add that to what Janet had to say, but really from mostly from a basis of getting an officer, and I personally have called an officer here and there, not on a regular basis, but any time I have, it's been on a fairly timely basis getting them, you know, getting someone here. Of course, I know enough and tell the officer if I'm going to talk to him that I feel like it's a dangerous or threatening situation, and I might be able to, you know, give him information that maybe someone else wouldn't. I mean, I guess if you got a real severe situation, I know to do that. Now, somebody else, where I'd maybe a little more calmer and saying it, somebody else may, if they say a bad thing, may yell it out and scream it out, and I even get that. If you see one of your neighbors or somebody threatened or anything, that's going to frighten you very much, but service and service to the public, I've never seen anything but positive from the officers, to be honest with you. So I don't know. Is there anyone else that has anything further on the line right now, Mark?
Mr. Chairman, I don't think there's anyone on the line, but there's two emails that we received that I could read, and I had forwarded those over to – Nick wants to know if you want to do roll call again since John's back on.
Let's get that officially on there.
All right, this is a roll call. I got Ralph.
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Make sure that's officially on the record now, if you would, Nick. I appreciate it.
Yep, you got it.
Okay, go ahead, Mark. I think you had the floor there.
Yeah, the police department sent out their newsletter, and in it they asked individuals if they had any comments or anything in regards to the levy, and they gave my email address. So there's been two received. The first one I will read, it's from a Tenny Diebel, and it says, "Hello, I'm concerned. I'm a concerned homeowner in Franklin Township. I just read over the police levy newsletter. Since June 21st, I have some concerns. The main concern that worries me as a homeowner and mother is risking losing law enforcement in our neighborhood. However, current law enforcement in the areas seem a bit off to me. For example, when I drive down Harrisburg Pike or near Central Point, I see our officers handing out to the needy instead of patrolling the community. The risk of losing law enforcement worries me. However, the current law enforcement job performance doesn't seem up to standards, especially for the taxes and funding the police currently have. I am not sure where my taxes are exactly going, as our community is in need of work. So my standpoint is simple. Police enforcement in our community is extremely important. However, the current police situation seems wasteful and unnecessary. So at this time, I personally would like to know the changes that would be made. Such a shame to see the change my community has endured with the change of police patrolling over the years." And that's the end of the email. Of that email, there's two of them, but if anyone wants to comment on that one.
Does the board have any questions about the email?
Let's go ahead and see if, we can hear the second one also there, Mark, that you received.
Okay, the second one says, it's from a David W. Byers. Says, "I'm a huge supporter of law enforcement. I am not in favor of another tax hike. The fire levy passed a while back, and the township is still short of firefighters, and I heard the possibility of firefighters still could be laid off. So where are our tax dollars going? I understand expenses, etc. Is the money being used properly? What about our roads? All the abandoned houses and neglected properties in the township that have been there for years, even decades, and not much have been done about them. I may consider voting for a police levy in the future, but not this year. Thanks, David W. Byers.
Okay. Okay. Well, that certainly gives the police department and you know so certainly some questions, good and good questions that needs to be answered. And my perspective was, and I definitely want a mix of conversation on this from, you know, from everyone in the meeting and that plans to listen. I would like to have, this is me personally, and I hope everyone, I'm just not saying, hey, Ralph said we're going to have another public meeting, a public meeting, sort of as the police and residents getting together like we did the other time. And I still fear if you look at it from a perspective of having a warning or being in favor of the protection we have. And I would respectfully disagree with anyone that says we don't need any further police protection. We really, if anything, need more, but you can only afford what you can afford. And I've seen enough calls and threatening calls, calls that endanger the lives at times maybe of your neighbors and as well as the officers and so forth. So not to make an argument with anyone or anything, but I would respectfully disagree if you don't think we need any more or at least the same amount of police officers on the street. So that's one of the things. And if you don't have a personal run-in or a personal intervention with something or someone of a dangerous situation, I don't think you really have the big picture of everything concerned there. Now, that's, of course, some of my opinion. And basically, what I would like personally as to the police department is for Chief Smith and Lieutenant Ratliff to get our a meeting of our any officers that are maybe not on duty or that want to be supportive for any family members or anything else. I wouldn't care to have a family member or two come out and speak. Okay, I'm the wife of Sergeant so-and-so or whoever. Okay, this is what we sacrifice to give the best protection we are. That's, you know, we realize when our guys go out, they're threatening situations, and we ought to do this and do that. We support our guys and so forth. And I think, you know, to get a good perspective, I think you need to get a good cross-section of voters to really be able to get the information out. Now, I can understand someone not wanting to pay another $8 or $10 or whatever a month. I get it. I understand it. I don't want to have to pay it either. But especially when you've got, in today's world, where you've got gasoline starting to skyrocket back up again, food prices going back up, and all this, that, and the other. Reality is, if we don't have as much protection as we can get, and maybe an extra officer on the street could save the life of one of our neighbors or elderly people or something of that nature, if you don't have those people around, you don't have any use for gasoline or food or anything else. They won't be with us. Or to have a little child, this thing, I don't know. I think for public service and everything, position that I'm in, and maybe other guys feel differently, but I don't like to see my money, or that's not what I got aboard this thing for. I wanted to see everything. We get as much public protection as we can, and try to take care of our roads and the safety of our fire and police and things of that nature. If we don't have those kind of services, and it does, you have to pay some money to get them. And I don't want to have grubby streets. I don't want to have grubby fire and police department and things like that. I just don't think that's really becoming. And really, your property or anything else, if you don't have a proper or at least a reasonable police and fire protection, your property in the long haul is not worth really a lot of money to you anyway, because if you don't have those public services, you ever find yourself in a situation that you want, you know, need to or want to choose to sell your home and move away and this, that, and the other, the price that you can get out of your property is only going to be worth what kind of police protection, what kind of fire protection, and things like that. Those are the type of things that your property values are based on. So, I don't know. I always kind of figured having a home and paying taxes and trying to get a decent police and fire protection, things of that nature, I always just considered it all part of me doing business, me furnishing myself a place to live or my family a place to live in a decent community. And to me, that's what it's all about. And, you know, you hear all these things about Columbus does this. I mean, you get the best deal there, you get here and there and so on and so forth, and all this different things that just aren't true. There is not anything that you get that you don't pay, and you're going to pay more for it than you would in Franklin Township. I can assure you of that. You go to any other township or community or village or whatever you want to do in Franklin County, before you choose to vote or anything else, just take a look at your tax base in Franklin Township as versus any other village or township. And I think overall you'll see that you've got the best deal going. Nothing's cheap from that aspect. And I guess people already know that. But I think some people really kind of need to take a look at the good, bad, and evaluate the goodness of having good service and things like that to the community. So, but not to run off too much, I just think this is how much is I think, well, I don't even just think, I know it's important to have protection for your folks, things like that. And, you know, any I could give, I'd pay an extra $50 a month if I could get better police protection. So that's pretty much my take on it. What I'd like to do, if it's all right with the other trustees and the chief and lieutenant there, I'd like to get, while we have been able to notify a few of the residents right now, to maybe set a time for police and to have another meeting one-on-one, or, you know, with a group or whatever, and, you know, try to bring some of the folks out and some of the family members that can help. I'd like to get a few of the family members, residents and things like that, get them out and give them an opportunity to talk and let them tell about an adventure or two, good or bad, that they've had with our department or with some other bad situation that our department has helped, you know, resolve, or maybe save somebody's life or help the kid out. I know a lot of situations. I can sit and tell you a good many of them. But I don't think it's for me to do that. I think it's to prove to you the value of having someone to protect your loved ones. I think you need to hear that from your friends and neighbors. So if you would be in favor of having a little meeting there and giving the guys a couple of weeks chance to get the word out that we are going to have this meeting and explain to the residents that you have an opportunity to talk to, that this is what we're planning and this is what we would like for you to do. And I think it was laid out in a manner I thought it over a lot, and I think to me that would be a really good way to do it. And you know, if you agree or disagree with me, you can always tweak it or make it a little better to think about how to get the information out to everyone. So if the trustees are in favor, I'd just like to yay or nay. I'm in favor of doing that. How about you, Mr. Flashman?
I was just waiting till you get done reading the book. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm in favor with as much information as we can get out there and listen to the public. I think that's what's key.
Okay.
Ralph, can I say something?
Sure. Go ahead. Who's that?
It's Chief Smith. I'm.
Oh yeah.
I apologize, Ralph, but I'm not 100% sure what we're talking about. But with that said, we're running out of time. If the board wants to put this on in November, would you like me to go over the three renewal plans that we've come up with the fiscal department?
I would think so. What do we have to have that in? That's one thing I probably should have asked you before I got into that.
It's got to be on the ballot by August 4th, and I believe there's two separate resolutions that we need before that, and it takes a couple of weeks possibly with each one. So,
okay.
With that said, yes.
Well, if we make our decision how that we think it might be the best, and you know, for all concerned, and even if we do have to have some time, we can go ahead and have, you know, your little public meeting. I think it's very, very important to try to get as many residents as we can together for a couple hours.
Right. No, I agree. I thought that's what this was.
In between trying to get the other things done. I was thinking it was somewhere around the latter part of, July, which basically we've got just, about a month and a half to get those to the Board of Election now.
Yeah,
I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, about a month.
Okay.
So if we do.
Well, let's plan on having a little get together. Just get it maybe planned as soon as you can.
Okay.
A little get together. And I think it would be, my opinion is, it would be well worth your while to work a little harder and to get as many folks as we can out.
Right. I thought that's what the board had done with this meeting today.
That was my understanding too, Chief. I thought that this meeting was to hear input from folks and for you to give us the options to think about prior to our next meeting. So I'd love to hear the three options if you have those ready to go.
I do.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chief.
All righty. Thank you very much, gentlemen. I think, you know, it may be a little tight on their schedule and everything. And
I'm not done,
things
Ralph.
Like that. But first of all, it's really hard, you know, for trustees and or police officers or chiefs and that kind of thing, with everybody really been kind of tied up with time. And the truth of the matter is, I think it's not a bad deal anyway for some of the residents or something that I don't get to talk to very often. And if they can happen to come out for a couple, 3 hours some evening, I'd be more than happy. It'd be to our advantage just to get to talk to them, see what kind of issues that you've got. I think it's extremely important that we communicate with our residents all possible.
Mr. Chairman?
And, yes, sir.
I would like to hear from Chief Smith right now, if we could, please.
Sir?
I'd like to hear from Chief Smith right now, if we could, please.
Okay, that would be fine.
All right.
That would be fine. Yeah, that's what I'd started off with, and he gave the meeting to me for a while, John. So, just so you know. So, you can go ahead, whatever you need to say there. Feel like saying, Chief Smith, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, gentlemen, I do. This was a kind of a group consensus between myself, Nick, and also Jeff Wilczek. If we only do, and these are all temporary, we'll just preface with that. If we do only a renewal of the five-year levy as it stands, basically it would be pointless to do that because we would, even if it passes, we will be laying off at least two people in 2023 because it will not provide enough funding, okay? And I think that documentation was also sent to you guys.
It was. The board should have, I sent it out this morning. Ralph, I know you may not have it. I don't know if anybody got a chance to get it to you or not, but Ari and John, you should have in your mailbox a proposal for a renewal only. And if the biggest thing to pay attention on all of these renewals is the very last page where it talks about the unencumbered, undesignated balances. It gives a five-year projection. So as Chief was just saying on the renewal, and this is assuming that the renewal passes at the end of 23, there's a shortfall of $300,000 in 23. So that's where Chief's mentioning was coming with that. And then on the other two, again, it'll be the very last page. The bottom line is the, you know, kind of a projection of where the police department would stand. And you can also look at the other line items and the projected expenses. And those expenses are projected, I think, very fairly, I may add.
So with that said, we have two other options. We have a renewal plus three mills, which would allow us to go back up to 12 full-time and six part-time, which would carry us through. It would be a little tight. It wouldn't allow for very many emergencies or things to happen. Option three was a five-year renewal with 3.5 mills, which gives us 12 and six part-time. It also gives us just enough room to replace computers that might be going bad by that time, or vehicles or whatever, without asking the general fund. Do you have questions on this, gentlemen?
Oh, I don't. I'm following you pretty well there. Is that what you asked?
Yes, I'd also like to say the renewal with the 3.5 mills is basically the same thing we asked for as a permanent levy, just in its five-year temporary form, if that gives you some kind of a gauge.
Okay. Okay. Any questions from the trustees?
Chief, are we, my fellow trustees, a lot that I've heard after the levy, one reason that the levy failed was, one, they want part-time, they want a time levy. Two, some people said they didn't like the language, which I know we may not be able to change, but that was the deciding factor in the voting booth. So looking at the two together, I don't know where the other trustees are, but for me, I know that we want stability and that we want a permanent levy. I think there's other options for us. If we just drop back and punt, keep our police department and looking into the future, where we might be able to look at some of the other options that we tried before, where we have a township-wide levy, and what it would look like. So I do like your second option. That gives you enough room for any type of computers that may need to be replaced.
Okay. What I if well, if the board's in agreement, well, I would, and I'd have to ask Mark the first resolution to, I believe, petition the numbers from the county auditor. If the board is in agreement with the 5-year renewal with the addition of 3.5 mils, I would ask that we could pass that resolution to get those numbers.
And I don't have the language ready for that today, so we could do that at the next regular meeting.
Did give us time?
I think it would. We can call Carrie Ritchie.
Okay.
To find out on that, but yeah, and that was to that would be. I thought we were like leading up to the next meeting, which is
next Thursday
night. And I'll get a hold of her if we need to move it up, and we can do that as well. So,
is the board on board with this, or what is your thought process or decision?
Well, I don't think you can have a real sad situation there. But for one thing, I think you have to leave yourself open a little bit for different upgrades and that type of thing from technology and so on and so forth. And to be able to have a computer or whatever that is compatible or that we can communicate, I think everyone has to realize that our communications level or dispatch and so forth and so on comes from the Franklin County Sheriff's Department, which we have to pay a sizable amount for the dispatch service. I believe it's a quarterly payment to the Sheriff's Department for the dispatch services and things like that. So having said that, so everybody can understand where some of the money is going to, you have to have equipment and so forth that are compatible with the Sheriff's Department and things like that. So there would be situations, as Mr. Fleshman made a request there. Yeah, I don't see how that you can have and try to run, fluently without having the option of having enough money to buy a computer or two here and there. So from that standpoint, I think the options that I've heard, I think that's probably the one that probably could be led with the best, I would think. And I don't know what I was getting ready to ask is what the, if there was a cost factor, raising price factor as what we currently have there, Chief. Is there a difference?
Yes.
Let's just break it down simply in a monthly payment or something like that. Is it $10 additional a month or?
Yes.
A lot of people just don't put it in proper perspective. If you put $10 or $12 a month, that's another hundred or so dollars a year, and I get it. $100 is $100, and people need it. Go ahead. Okay.
I was on mute. I apologize, Mr. Chairman. I would like to make a motion that the board moves forward with option two.
Three.
And at our next meeting, then if we can vote on it there, that would be great.
So, okay. I think it was option three if you're talking about the renewal plus 3.5 mils.
My apologies, option three.
No
I'd like
problem.
To make a motion that the Board of Trustees are in favor of option three.
So, oh, perfect. Well, let me tell you, what I will do is I'm in the process of writing an email over to Jen Huber, who is our legal counsel, one of our legal counsels, asking her to prepare a resolution to present at the next regular or special meeting to get an auditor's certificate for a police levy renewal plus 3.5 mils.
Understood. That's why I asked for a motion.
Cool.
If the board was to, which direction the board is looking at.
Awesome.
If and I haven't heard from Trustee Alex. I'm not sure, you know, before I should have asked him before I asked for a motion, so I apologize.
Thanks, John. Well, I think, you know, it's clear that, like, we obviously need to put something on the ballot. My based on my conversations with residents, you know, I think option one would probably be the best route because it does not include a tax increase. Knowing that we have one of the poorest communities in the county, and, you know, taxes continue to go up and incomes do not go up, I really find it difficult to ask residents to continue to pay more for services that, you know, that they're getting here. So obviously, you know, my preference would be for option one. I think if I really was pressed to it, I may consider option two, but I think option three is probably too much of a stretch for me to support.
Yeah.
So what was the difference between two and three?
There was a half a mil difference between two and three. Option two would get us through most likely. There wouldn't be any wiggle room. It is a possibility if something came up, we would have to come to the board for assistance. Option one, it would be important to let the residents know that even if they pass it, they're going to actually lose services a year after they pass it because there will be mandatory layoffs in year two and year three of that, which makes it not a very good option at all. So option two and option three, I think, are the only two viable options. And that is, did I make it clear the difference between two and three? Three, we should be fine for 5 years. Two, we should be fine, but we may need to approach the board for financial help of some kind if something were to happen.
So to my fellow trustees, my goal would be, even if we went with option two, I'd like to hear from the board what they would think about if we in January started working on a campaign of residents within the township to look at and go and actually go out and promote a township-wide levy. That way, we have a buffer time in order to do it if this number two passes.
Well, I hate having to keep going back to the residents to ask for more and more and more. I think residents are getting tired of that too. And you know, I fear whatever option we put up, there's a good chance it's not going to pass. Either, just because residents are tired of levies. Chief, let me ask you this. Have we had any conversations with the Sheriff's Department, with the city, with the surrounding municipalities about what some other options would be for their services and others to kind of help augment or offset if we do have financial problems?
Yeah, the only viable option would be the sheriff's office, and to contract out our services we would need more money than we're asking for already to get their help. And just I believe it was yesterday in a meeting with Major Hickey and Chief Gilbert on an unrelated issue, that question came up, and we were basically told the sheriff really has no interest in trying to add deputies to contract out. And if we were to cut services, they would only take the runs that they are statutorily required to take, which does not include any kind of patrol, and it also doesn't include non-priority runs.
Chief, if I may, Trustee Alex, if I may, the township-wide levy would actually potentially lower everybody's taxes because we would be bringing in businesses that have left the township. Therefore, it would bring more fish to the pond and potentially lower everybody's taxes by keeping a one levy and stabilizing the police department.
I think the problem with that is what we saw with the fire department, where Valley View would now be incorporated into it, and they were very, very vocal against that when we did it with the fire levy, and I can only imagine they would be equally as vocal against that. That would essentially also double tax the residents of Valley View because they are already paying for their local police department, and now they would also be paying for the township police department, which wouldn't necessarily service them. So I definitely appreciate, I like the idea of a township-wide levy because of what you say, John, but I imagine much more outrage over that than anything else. It would be, for township residents, it would lower their burden, but for others, it would be a pretty hefty increase.
Trustee Alex, this is
my apologies. I was under the assumptions that Valley View was going out on their own and it would not be an impact on them.
Well, I don't think that has been totally confirmed yet. That's my understanding. I know that the talks and so forth are still ongoing, but I don't think that's been confirmed. Are you aware of Mark or not? I don't believe it has.
This is Lieutenant Ratliff. I actually had a conversation with the village's attorney over this a few months ago, and they are not at this point. They did a vote to move out of township in their council meeting, but they've made no attempt or further attempts to actually move
it.
That
I think what they found out that it's not going to really solve and resolve problems that they have, and I'm not so sure, and I haven't even talked to them. But I have tried to follow that along, and my understanding that that is just where Lieutenant Ratliff says it is, nowhere.
Right.
And I think that they found out in conversations and getting some legal advice and so on and so forth that that trying to pull away from the township. First of all, really where we need to start really fighting around is getting some more property tax money from Valley View, to be honest with you. I don't know whoever come up with a situation, and I about died after I took office down here. The Valley View share that they pay in property taxes to Franklin Township, they collect their same tax base as we have, but they only pay Franklin Township 3.7% of their property taxes. And so any service that we give them or anything, we take a pounding on that. We take a loss on that. But we are required by law, whoever come up with this big deal, by law, we are required to furnish them a certain amount of services.
Right.
So I think we may be taking our fight to the wrong place. I think some of that stuff needs to be. And maybe that's what Valley View's found out. Maybe the attorneys told them, hey, you guys keep pushing this thing, wanting to pull out. Then Franklin Township may come after you for some of that property tax money. I thought since I found this out, it needs to be looked at.
Right.
So,
Mr. Chairman,
I think first of all, I want to say this: you know, the time. Well, what do we call it? Not having full time or the full time service. That's not what I want to say. But we had, you know, permanent levies is what I'm trying to say. And I told the trustee, the other trustees and everything, I'm the one that really kind of pushed for, you know, to get a time, get the time levies and everything in there if you guys will kind of recall, because we weren't even getting a levy at all, part-time or otherwise, passed, and I finally took it. Wasn't you guys that I said, but we had another trustee that was in office at that time, and I had a real hard drive and a real hard argument, and I stood up fast and firm with him and said, you better listen to me, and other people did listen too, that you better leave the full-time levies alone for a while, because you're not even going to have money to operate on. And he knew that we were talking about having the time levies, so, you know, the 3 and 5 years and things like that. So we go that route, and lo and behold, levies that we hadn't been getting passed, we got passed. We got our sheriff service back, or a police, and things of that nature. And the fire department was having a hard time, too. And they decided, okay, well, we're going to try to do this, too. And so we did. And it worked. So I guess the point being is that worked for us and got us to the point we are now. And, I don't know. We got some other guys in the mix of this campaigning against us service at all. I mean, we've got the residents in here and the township that don't want a police department. They just plain, I don't know what they want to do. Going to shoot it out with somebody, I guess. And there's even been crazy talk like that.
Mr. Chairman.
You know.
Ralph.
Sir. Yeah.
I just have two things I'd like to say to the board. Number one, I believe whatever levy we put on, we truly need solidarity from the board, and we need 100% support from all members of the board. But also, number two, the residents don't like us keep coming back for more levies, but if you keep putting on time levies, you have to keep coming back.
I get it.
So the
thing is, Chief, if we'd have had solidarity to begin with, we wouldn't be here talking about this now. Already had this resolved.
That's a possibility.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, here we are going on an hour, and we're down to just needing to know which one we're going to go with. I'm okay with number two, as Trustee Alex has said. So what we need to do is just wrap this up and keep it within 1, 2, or 3, and then let our staff move forward on what they need to do.
Well, and I think we got everything achieved here. We've got, I think, kind of an agreement here with the three trustees. I would agree. First of all, I'd like to see a little extra money, like the option 3, to make it solid where we can guarantee, literally, we'll never have to lay people off. You also got people that are trying to do their work and their future and trying to do a good job for us, and they're worried about getting laid off in 3 or 4 years, and that's not a good position to be in. But I think we're a lot more apt to make it a favor, kind of a favorite type situation, you know, to go with that option 2, it'll be tight, you know, tight on the chief, but I guess we're used to that. If we can keep it tight there, and I mean, it's just really going to say, hey, we're not going to have, you know, any real luxuries to play around with. And I expect now we have, well, some of the money we got from the COVID thing, we were able to buy some equipment and pay for a few things to subsidize. That's what I call it, a subsidy to the police and the fire department. So those were good things, and we put those to good work, and we probably would have already run out of money for the police department if we hadn't got those subsidies, really. But just so the residents know, that money was to be used for equipment only. You couldn't just use it for anything you wanted to. They dictated, they being the federal government, dictated what they could use it for. So I don't know if the trustees are in favor of it. It's really up to us to try to make the proper decision and everything. And of course, the one thing that we're talking about solidarity, the other thing that I'd like to be able to, and that's speaking of getting in front of our residents and telling them, we need solidarity from them and have them understand too that we're doing the best we can while we're doing it and things like that. So solidarity kind of goes two ways. It goes for the guys trying to get the money, and of course the residents. I think that's something that other people don't realize, that we are residents too. So every dollar they pay, we pay too. So I don't care. I mean, if I was in an office there and we needed support, whether I could afford to or not, I'd figure out a way to pay, you know, put a $10 raise in taxes. Well, so be it. I couldn't keep from it, I guess. But anyway, we can go ahead. Yeah, is there anybody else on the line there? We can go ahead and wrap this up anytime here you guys want to.
So, Mr. Chairman, we just talked in a complete circle, and I'm trying to square this down in between one little box.
It's done, John. It's done here right now.
Okay.
If you'll just wrap it up, I want to see if there's anybody on the phone.
One, two, or three is what I'm trying to get an answer.
Okay. Well, we said number two. I'm in favor of number two.
I would like to make a motion that we accept option two, and the staff will do accordingly to move forward to get the language for the next meeting.
Okay, could I have a second on that? Mr. Alex?
Sorry, I was on mute. Are you seconding that, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, I'd ask for a second on option two.
What's the motion again?
That we would, the motion is that we would, as collectively, the trustees are going to move forward with option two and allow the staff to move forward to get the correct wording that they would need for our next meeting.
I would support a motion asking for option two to get the figures from the county. I want to see what those numbers are before committing to anything.
And that's exactly what we're doing.
Okay, yeah, I'll second that.
Okay. All righty. Could we have a vote there, Nick?
Yeah, I got Ralph.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Is there anyone else that has any questions, or is there any other residents on the line or anything, Mark?
I don't believe there are, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Well, thank you. We'll go ahead and adjourn. And what I'll get together with you, those two folks that took the time to write the letter and this, that, and the other. I want to get them the letter back and any other questions we have. And also, Chief, you and Lieutenant Ratliff, get your guys ready and family members or whatever, whoever we can get, to try to have a face-to-face meeting with all the residents we can get in, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Lynn, having said that, there's no more questions. I'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting then.
Thank you
very much.
Done.